Started to disappear first. A book from your bedside, my coat from the chair. You walked right past them, never felt the thirst for what was slowly vanishing from the air. My laughter softened, a distant gentle chime, lost in the rhythm of your day to day. I counted the seconds, then the hours, then time, as my own bright colors just began to fray. In the space where my coffee cup used to gleam, sat empty collecting the morning dust, silent question in a fading dream, a lonely trust. Oh, I left a note on the kitchen counter, a single phrase unspoken, clear and bold. But the world kept turning, no late encounter, no story started, no tale to unfold. The door clicked shut, a barely audible sound, and you never noticed I was gone. No turning back, no searching on solid ground, just the quiet breaking of a new dawn. Still sat beside the sink, a phantom warmth where my hand used to rest. You never glanced down, never stopped to think about the absence, putting it to the test. I moved through rooms like a ghost in plain sight, my presence thinning, a breath held too long, waiting for you to catch the fading light, to hear the silence where my quiet song used to fill the corners, soft and low, and the empty space where my voice used to call just settled deeper, a heavy quiet fall. No questions asked, no reasons to recall, just nothing at all. On the kitchen counter, a single phrase unspoken, clear and bold. But the world kept turning, no late encounter, no story started, no tale to unfold. The door clicked shut, a barely audible sound, and you never noticed I was gone. No turning back, no searching on solid ground, just the quiet breaking of a new dawn. You never saw. Perhaps it wasn't a sudden sharp goodbye, but a slow unraveling thread by careful thread, a quiet letting go beneath a silent sky. The words unwritten, all the things unsaid, and maybe in your world I never truly bloomed, just a soft idea, a fleeting gentle shade. So the space I left wasn't quite consumed, because no real impression had ever been made. Or so I tell myself. As my heart, now brave and cold,